Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So, we've got a bunch of Republican leadership running around saying taxpayers need to pay for the oil spill. You already are with the National Guard and relief down there. But the way this is going to work, Halliburton, a couple weeks before the spill, bought the biggest oil cleanup company that operates in the Gulf and Caribbean. And, of course, they were the ones with the subcontract drilling. And so they're going to end up getting money off this, of course. They're not going to pay for any of it. They're going to make money. You got to love it. They create Al-Qaeda and say they carried out the 9/11 attacks, and they make military-industrial complex trillions of dollars off of it. Of course they staged it. That's why they're in control. They're a bunch of ruthless crooks. And all the evidence points towards the BP situation being staged one way or the other. They're at least letting it be the biggest disaster they can to push their carbon tax and total takeover and nationalization of oil. You got BP dumping 44% of its stock and even more after the fact. You got the CEO of Goldman Sachs, the chairman of it being the head of BP. People forget about that, the chairman. You got Goldman Sachs dumping. You got the CEO of BP dumping 33% of his stock, or a little bit more, a little over a third, actually. It just goes on and on. And you got the fact they won't let people build their own berms. But, you know, that's back on the states. You know, Lord Jindal down in Mississippi, you know, the governor's down in Louisiana. Why didn't they tell the government day one, you know what, FEMA? Go jump off a cliff. Go fly a kite. Go sit in the corner and suck your federal thumb. You already ordered us to stand down during Katrina. We're not doing it again. Our legislature's in emergency session. They're calling the shots. They're elected by the people of these states, not by you, dirtbag, not by you, the Kenyan-born Indonesian citizen who's got more names than some Latin American death squad commander. Remember the guy out of Romancing the Stone? Every time he shows up, he's got a new uniform on. It's about like Obama. That guy's an intelligence operative. That guy's a black op operator. Oh, heaven help us. He's a psyop. You think George Bush could lift bans on killing whales? Only Obama. You think George Bush could expand wars all over the place and get away with it? Only Obama. You think George Bush could get a bill passed ripping everybody off, written by the insurance companies, to scam everybody and lower care and not cover existing conditions? No, only Obama. By the time you sucker idiot liberals figure that out, it's going to be over for you because you love being sucker morons, and so do you Republicans. I'm going to give you Congressman John Boehner's phone number. Yes, folks, I know his name isn't Boehner, okay? It's how it's pronounced, though. I'm just sick of him. The guy's got a serious desire to rape this country. And, you know, I got him in Fall of the Republic and other films. You know, at least he does criticize the global carbon tax. So we need to call Mr. Boehner and say, listen, we're not paying for the oil spill, punk. Okay, punk? And instead of money going to Halliburton because they were running part of the drilling operation, they need to have to pay for it as well. Okay? We're not paying for your corporate bailouts anymore. It's over. There's Boehner's phone number, 202-225-6205, 202-225-6205, 202-225-6205. His Westchester office, 513-779-5400, 513-779-5400. That's Boehner's office, John Boehner. You call him and you call the other lily-loving communist Republicans like Senator Graham, and you tell them we're not paying for your corporate fascist operation, you little slime ball. Communism for us, fascist blood sucking for you. It's over. It's over, scumball. We're not paying for it, Boehner.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got two phone boards filled. Two phone boards filled. 888-201-2244 and 800-259-9231. You're welcome to call in on any of the two phone systems that you wish. I do have Gary Franchi coming up in about 25 minutes. Bob Chapman was once a week financial visit with us. And then the host of Free Talk Live to give us a libertarian perspective on immigration, open borders, and the oil spill, and a lot more today. But if you just joined us, Congressman Boehner, government, i.e. taxpayers, should help pay for oil spill. And this makes me really sick. It says, I think the people responsible in the oil spill, BP and the federal government, should take full responsibility for what's happening here, Boehner said in his weekly press conference this morning. Then he clarified that, yes, he believes the federal government has responsibility. So because the feds didn't regulate right and let BP and others, and it's now admitted, cut corners like no other oil company, along with Halliburton, and it turns out there are Halliburton complaints filed saying you're not dumping concrete down this hole, you're having us pressurize it with seawater, to try to hold the gas and oil down, this may cause a blowout. That's now in the Atlantic. That's now in the Rolling Stone. That's now in Mother Jones. Been out for 3 days. So I'm not saying Halliburton isn't guilty here. Hey, look, if your boss tells you to go rob a bank, let's say I told one of my employees, hypothetically, one of my crew, hey, Jaron, go rob a bank today, okay, buddy? And then Jaron said, sure, and then went and robbed a bank. He'd go to prison and so would I. You know, just because BP told Halliburton and others, forget it. Fill the casing going down 30,000 feet with seawater. Don't dump concrete in on top of it so it doesn't blow out. Just because Halliburton complained and said this is going to blow up, just because their engineers on site, and of course it's now been confirmed that the captains on the ship saving the people, the head of the drilling company, separate from Halliburton, were screaming, cussing, yelling. I can't quote it, but the headline is, the oil rig is on fire, are you effing happy? The oil rig is on fire, are you effing happy? That's the headline in Atlantic Monthly. The oil rig is on fire. Oh, no, I hope you're effing happy. Excuse me even alluding to the F word, but we're talking about news here with 11 people burning to death, dying on board. So it doesn't matter that Halliburton didn't want to do that. It doesn't matter, Halliburton. You are guilty. You're not as guilty as BP. And all those men need to be hauled in to federal court. They need to be indicted. The people that took the orders, but especially they need to now find out, because they're not talking. It's federal investigators have gone and they're refusing to talk. Who was it you were on the phone with that witnesses said on board the ships and on board the oil rig when these big arguments were going on for 2 weeks before? I mean, head engineers were cussing at their bosses back in Houston. It's reported, saying, you are crazy. This is going to blow up. Arguments on the deck of the ships, arguments on the well, drilling platform, arguments over the telephone, because the people on board knew that there was a good chance that this thing was going to blow up. Now, is that not a false flag right there? Since when do these CEOs and these managers not do what the engineers are telling them? I've talked to a lot of people in the oil industry, and the word is they pretty much do what the engineers tell them. Now, they may hire wild engineers who are known for cutting corners, but when one of those engineers that's known for cutting corners says, do not do this, the oil companies normally do what they say, in fact, almost always do. This is insane. Unless they knew statistically, okay, we're drilling 3 or 4 deep water wells. Statistics show with the Russians that if we don't dump concrete in properly on this while we're drilling it, that there's a good chance, you know, whatever statistically, this is going to blow out. Okay, we'll drill 4 wells and one of them is going to blow out. It'll be a great diversion, a bunch of oil in the ocean, so that we can keep our competition from being given limited permits. Because, see, it's come out that Rahm Emanuel, all those years when he was a congressman from Illinois, that most of his stuff was paid for by BP. Turns out BP paid for his almost $1 million-a-year luxury apartment in D.C. This is Rahm Emanuel, who in 1 year at Goldman Sachs made $25 million. He's making $25 million a year. He can't even pay for his own. I said I'd go to your calls, didn't I? He can't even pay for his own apartment. That's just how greedy they are. It's completely illegal. No one's going to get in trouble for it because the mafia runs this country now, and they've set the precedent to commit crime out in front of everyone. And so BP, this big globalist insider who wants all these carbon taxes, their whole agenda's in trouble. 1 month after Obama announces, okay, unlimited drilling in the Gulf in these areas, unlimited drilling in the sectors he called on, suddenly this blows up. I think, and this is how a lot of terrorism is actually done, false flag, industrial terrorism. They'll statistically know that a gasket, say, on a gas plant, a gas purification plant, is going to blow up. They know that if they don't replace a gasket, that it's going to fail in between hour X and hour Z. And they just don't replace it. And then when it blows up, they control the regulators, and they go in and get the feds to pass more regulations where it's too expensive for any startup companies to ever build a gas purification refinery or an oil refinery. That actually came out, of course, in 2001 when AP sued and got all the emails from the big oil companies in 95 and 96 saying we're going to get more regulations passed to shut down all our competition, and then we've got inside connections, we'll get waivers. See, I think more and more I've really been thinking about this. Okay, we just called Boehner's office, but this is classic spin. And he's saying he was taken out of context. Okay, you call Boehner's office then, guys, and say, we want to get a spokesman on or Boehner, or we want a response to this. That's fine. And the media did take Rand Paul out of context, but you know, I've got his quote here. In fact, you can go find the video of him actually at his press conference today. What does that mean? The federal government should take responsibility and pay for it. Maybe he's talking about Obama. Sorry, Obama's $30 million he made on his last two books. I don't think that's going to pay for it. Regardless, taxpayers don't need to pay for any of this. Well, that's good if he's backtracking on this. We'll find out. All right, I'm going to shut up. It's just more and more. They let that thing fail bare minimum, and then they did everything they could after it to make it as bad as they could. And then they have all the motives. What's that look like to you? Let's talk to listeners. Kevin in Texas. Kevin, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Okay, Alex, if I can divert you from these most important topics, I was curious about something you had stated, I think you had stated the other day, where you said I can't tell you how I know you said that after the statement, but you didn't say you couldn't tell us what you know or what you heard, and it was in regards to when you said, I think you said, Bob Dylan is not a patriot, he's all about the New World Order.
That's not what I said.
Then that's not what you said, okay.
I said I can't tell you how I know, but Bob Dylan knows all about the New World Order.
Okay, I thought you said he was all about...
No, I mean, come on. It's like when I play audio and I, you know, say, boy, Bob Dylan's great. He sure knows what's going on. Listen to the lyrics of the song, Sundown on the Union, What's Made in the USA. You know, so we used to grow corn in Kansas. Now we grow it on the moon and eat it raw. Yeah, I could see a day coming when having your own garden will be against the law.
But he focuses. He recently rewrote for a performance of When You Gonna Change My Way of Thinking off of the Slow Train Coming Out on the latter part of last year, and he said Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon, and so he's all about the spiritual warfare. I think Pastor Pete.
No, he's a Christian. No. I mean, he's a Christian. I appreciate your call. You know. If I had a dollar for every time somebody says I said one thing when I said another, or how the internet, they take what I say and clip it all together, and then people say, respond to this, you said this. It's just not what I said. Now, sometimes I start bumbling and babbling, so sometimes I do say things and kind of jumble it together. But I was just a few days ago, I said, boy, Bob Dylan, he really knows about the New World Order. But, I mean... Let's say I said Bob Dylan was pro-New World Order. You shouldn't believe that. You should go off what he says, what his fruits are. You know, there's a lot of people saying a lot of things about a lot of other people. But how do you judge something? By its fruits ye shall know them. By their 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 fruits ye shall know them. Let me say it again. By their fruits ye shall know them. By their fruits ye shall know them. By their fruits ye shall know them. What are my fruits? Standing up for liberty. Standing up against tyranny. Waking people up. Taking action. Being attacked by the New World Order. Standing up for private property. Standing up for health. Standing up for you to control your local government. Standing up for your right to self-defense. Standing up to your right to practice your spirituality as you see fit. Standing up for sovereignty. Okay, and it's always about Alex Jones. I don't understand it. The whole world is going to hell in a handbasket, and the internet is on fire talking about me in positive ways and negative ways. We need to be talking about fighting the New World Order.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 11th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 12.2310. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.5672, $6.2786 for a half ounce, or $3.1393 for the quarter ounce. That's $12.5672, $6.2786, or $3.1393.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the next segment for Adam, Rachel, George, Sam, Jeff, Anti-Federalist, Bobby. That's just on our phone system and all the Genesis callers. We'll have wide open phones also when Bob Chapman joins us. But we will be live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting and living video cover. Color coming up in the next segment. Thinking about how there's blood on my folder cover here. Where did that come from? Or is that strawberries? Looks like red ink. And they just gave me some more articles here. Is GOP or Bonner backing a BP bailout? This is out of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. This is big news. John Boehner, spokesman for Michael Steele, emails to say that Boehner does not believe that the government should be on the hook for the cost of the oil spill. It says Boehner made a general statement about who was responsible for the spill, and the federal government oversight was clearly lacking. But he has said repeatedly that BP is responsible for the cost of the cleanup, Steele writes, pointing me to Boehner's statement on May 3rd, several days after the spill. So, good news. So I hope I didn't go off half-cocked on Boehner, but I've got his quotes here, so it sounds like classic politician behavior. And we know a bunch of Republicans backed the Goldman Sachs bailouts of a year and a half ago, so that's certainly the way they operate. Who's up next here? Is it Joseph in Oklahoma? Joseph, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, good morning, sir.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I was introduced to you about 2 weeks ago, and you said research everything you said.
I can't understand you. I'm sorry, Joseph. Talk right. I can't understand you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Let me turn down my computer. Hey, I was introduced to you about 2 years ago, and you said research everything you said, and I've done that. Hey, I have one question. I was talking to my wife about all these people with allergic reactions to, like, allergies and these children who have autism. I was wondering about the prenatal vitamins. My wife never took them because she's from Oklahoma. Dr. Pepper and M&M's was her mainstay of meals. I was wondering if you think. Yeah, I got the door closed so I don't beat them. But all these kids or women who were pregnant took those prenatal vitamins. Now the kids are allergic to peanuts and as well as, you know, have some had autism. Fired from the military, you know, being targeted by the police. Yeah, that's pretty true.
All right, listen. I hear your I hear your points, but your audio is not too clear there. Joseph, I appreciate your call. It sounds like your question is, do I think the prenatal vitamins are causing problems? We've had a lot of medical doctors on, and a lot of the research indicates very clearly that the measles, mumps, rubella shot causes the different pathogens in the vaccine to basically embed in the intestines and cause autoimmune response. And that in most of the cases of the autism, where we see the onset at 18 months around the third round of shots and the MMR injection, that the two are connected. Also, I know that I've had some nutritionists on and medical doctors and toxicologists, and they say a lot of the big prenatal vitamins that are cheaper are the artificial chemical or synthetic vitamins, and that they're very toxic because, you know, on the different vitamin charts and mineral charts, it technically is the vitamin or the mineral, but it's artificial. And so that, I mean, I never took big multivitamins because back in high school playing some football, every time I took them, I never had bladder problems. I never had pain when I urinated, but I would eat, you know, those big horse pills they'd give us, the vitamins, and, you know, my urine would be like dark, you know, almost green, and it would hurt. And so I was like, hey, if something hurts, you know, every time I take one of these vitamins, within 2 hours, I've got green urine, and it burns when I pee, and so I'm not eating these anymore. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that. It is great to take natural vitamins, and from what I've read, you know, alternate what you take every day. Of course, I'm somebody who doesn't take my own advice just because I don't think about taking vitamins. I need to. All the different B complexes and other things. But I have seen a few studies here and there. But you know how memory is. I remember reading it, but I can't remember where, so I almost don't even want to say it. You know, I've gotten to the point in my life where I just, so many people are listening that I don't want to go off something I read years ago, a decade ago. But I've come across literature about the really strong multivitamins, not just prenatal, but natal vitamins, and that it can cause some problems with the baby, could be toxic, because kind of like a cup of coffee is good, but do you eat a bag of beans? You might have a heart attack. And that stuff is so concentrated. Our body's designed to pull vitamins out of the food, and it's connected in with other things. I'll try to continue with your call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com. or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
We are going to continue with your phone calls throughout the entire broadcast today. We've got our weekly visit with Bob Chapman coming up on the financial markets and where that's going, and the fact that the Wall Street Journal, MSNBC, are saying total collapse next year. So it's gone from them saying the economy is getting better to more and more mainline analysts saying total collapse. Now, I wanted to get Gary Franchi up because he's a great guy, and he's just doing so much important work. And we're also today launching, I procrastinated a bit because we've been busy, but we've now uploaded it in the highest quality, Camp FEMA, now available online at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members. We're also simulcasting the radio show right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. But I also suggest you buy the hard copy, in fact, let me grab it, of the film and support the filmmakers, Gary Franchi and William Lewis, with Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, featuring Cynthia Davis, Charles Key, Richard Mack, Alex Jones, Michael Bagnarek, Edwin Vieira, and many others. This is about taking our country back. The Ninth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment, getting good sheriffs elected, getting good legislatures elected. And then if Obama and FEMA say for 40-something days the states aren't allowed to build their own berms or block the oil till it's too late, if the states knew their rights and if we had patriots at the state level, they'd I mean, look, it's pathetic to see Jindal and others saying we're not allowed to fix it. Since when are you waiting for the feds? I mean, do you call the feds to clean the snow off your roof if you live in, say, Chicago or Detroit? Or New York?
Government, come clean the snow off my roof so it doesn't cave in. Come right away. Will you please come right now?
I mean, this is so elementary. This is so simple. The film covers that, and it's about solutions. And I want to go to calls with Franchi for everybody that's holding quickly with a quick comment, quick question from people. I'm going to move fast. But he's having a national viewing nationwide of Don't Tread on Me. Again, you can watch it in high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. And now their last film, Camp FEMA, documenting the FEMA camps, that's gone up today, now available. You can watch it online at PrisonPlanet.tv. But it is important to buy the hard copies so we can fund these operations, so we can make future films, whether it's Invisible Empire or Police State for the Rise of FEMA or Don't Tread on Me. They're all available on DVD at InfoWars.com. But, Gary, very exciting to have you joining us from Chicago via video Skype. Tell us about this press release, this national event you're asking InfoWarriors to get involved in, and I certainly hope they do, because every act of resistance is victory, and this film is key in reigniting the understanding of the 10th Amendment. But first off, what do you think of the states saying we're not allowed to clean up the oil? We have to wait from Obama to tell us we can.
Alex, I just want to say thanks for having me on the show. And as far as what you're talking about, the states waiting for the federal government to come in, that's absolutely ridiculous. You know, the states did not wait, to start the Revolutionary War. They came together and they forged a document. They stood on that document, and then they won a war. So you cannot sit around and wait for mommy and daddy to come over and wash your hands, you know, after you've fallen on the playground. You know, you gotta dust off the dirt and you gotta keep running. And that's the beauty of America. We take a few punches and we keep rolling. Why wait for big government to come in and clean up the mess? It's absolutely ridiculous. And the states need to pick up the ball and look, they need to call in their local militias if they have local militias. I mean, that's what this film is also about. They need to call them in and start cleaning up the mess.
That's right. If we had a militia like we were supposed to and not some dirty word, the sheriff would say, okay, all the men that are in the militia under federal and state law, you know, get out here and help us deal with that. But the feds have the opposite. They have a federalized federal police force militia that doesn't work, that's overcost, that doesn't know the local terrain, and that comes in every time there's a crisis and uses it to expand control. They do not want us being self-sufficient at the local level, and that's why they hate the constitutional militia.
Well, plus they have all of our soldiers overseas.
That's a good point.
You know?
What's your take on the oil spill overall?
Well, I think it's disgusting. British Petroleum, I believe we fought a revolutionary war against Britain. Now we're going ahead and buying all of our oil from them, and they're destroying the Gulf Coast. I think it's despicable. I think, you know, the BP CEO, you know, sold out a bunch of his shares beforehand. Did he know? I don't know. Apparently their safety record is very substandard. So these guys are reckless, and they need to be held accountable, and the states need to step up to clean up, not wait for the feds. Don't wait for Obama. Come on.
But Obama made the grass grow. He made the sun come out today. Are you denying that, Gary? Are you with al-Qaeda? Is that sacrilege? You've got to kneel to Pope Hussein the 10th.
Well, I actually have a constitution under my bed, too, so watch out.
Oh, well, you've seen Abby Newman in Road to Tyranny. When the police pull her over and she's got a pocket constitution, they're literally holding it like it's a dead rat or something, and they're scared of it.
Yeah, it was a great film. Great film.
Now, Gary, tell folks about how they can be a big part of reigniting the 10th Amendment, because if we reignite the 10th Amendment, it's bye-bye New World Order.
Well, the way the founders set up this country was to have all these sovereign states work in concert in a federal structure. So the states remained sovereign, and they sent their representatives who represented the people to do the people's work in D.C. Now the representatives are doing their own bidding. They're working for themselves. They're working for their party politics and their corrupt, you know, special interests. So what we're doing now by reigniting the 10th Amendment, reigniting the 2nd Amendment, reigniting the constitutional militia is with this film. And what I really am so excited to report, Alex, is that we have 192 cities in 42 states who have actually signed up to have screenings. There are over 106 screenings going to take place nationwide on June 26th all across the country, on or around June 26th. I know there's going to be one in Houston at the Alamo Draft House. The guys down there have over 106 people signed up on their Facebook page to have that screening. People are renting libraries, theaters. They're doing it in their churches.
And again, when this is over, America won't be saved, but we'll be on that 1,000-mile journey, another 5-6 miles on the way. And look at how Lindsey Graham has now come out against the global warming tax because he was outed, that the fact that he's being blackmailed. Look at how they're now – Bilderberg is admitting internally that their whole system's in trouble. Right as they attain their world government, we see cracks all in the facade. And the bottom line is we can defeat these people if we understand that it's all about little actions. Millions of little actions build up. It's death by a million cuts. And every one of us may be like a mosquito to the New World Order, but we come over and bite the New World Order. You know, we come over and sting the New World Order like a little bee. You know, one bee stings you, you don't die, but 100 bees sting you, most people will die.
You're talking about going down that road, that 1,000-mile road, and we're going in 5-mile increments. You know, Ed Griffin did a great work. And, you know, something he always references is, you know, you cannot turn a cruise ship around mid-route. You know, it takes a long time to turn that cruise ship around. And we are in the process of shifting that rudder to bring us back to the constitutional foundation this country was founded upon. Because of your show, because of your viewers, because of the supporters out there who are signing up to have screenings of this film.
Absolutely. And what we don't need is people always whining. Every time we have a victory, I see the comments, most of them federally paid for, and that's come out in the news, going, there's no way to win. This is pathetic. This guy's a Fed. That guy's a Fed. Just trying to get us all infighting. We need to just ignore those people and preach the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, expose the central banks, expose the New World Order. So as things get worse, people know who to blame, and they know the way out of this. We've got to expose the criminals, but also lay out the alternative and have a national debate about it. And I'm telling you, the globalists already, because they're intelligent, they've done the studies, they're already acting like losers. They're buying armored compounds. They're moving out of the Western world. They're digging in. And now their policy is to just completely wreck us, where we're so wrecked and so poor, we're too busy trying to survive to bring them to justice. Well, I got news for them. We're going to take that attack like in a judo move, and we're going to throw them literally in a backflip that's going to break their political back. We are going to annihilate them, and it is the political understanding of this that is unstoppable. It is unstoppable. So I commend you, Gary. Give folks the website so they can find out more about hosting a screening. And again, folks, once you have a screening, say, hey, let's organize another one in a month of Invisible Empire, New Order Defined, or let's organize another one in another month of Camp FEMA, or of Police State for the Rise of FEMA, or of Endgame, or of Terror Storm. And it is building this community. It is bringing other people in to join together. And then after the meeting, you know, after 200 people come to a movie, or 50 or 10 to your local library, it doesn't matter. Two people together can change a whole town if they take action over time and say, now let's go to city council. Let's form an anti-fluoride group here. Let's go read every week in Citizens Communications government documents about fluoride causing brain damage and sterility and reduced fertility. And then, or let's go, you know, talk about the phony drug war and how the government ships in drugs every week at city council or the state legislature. Or let's go to the legislature, you know, 100 of us with packets of info and talk to legislators about passing 10th and 9th Amendment resolutions and what that means in our state. Pick an issue, pick an enemy, attack it. I mean, that's how this works, folks. Take action. Stop screwing around, okay? When you engage the enemy, you will smash them. But you've got to get up off your hind ends and start engaging them. We've got the truth. We've got history. We've got the red, white, and blue. We got George Washington spirit behind us. We've got what it takes. We've got the red blood. All they've got's the scam. We can sweep these people aside as soon as we get a fighting spirit.
Amen, Alex. Amen to that. You know, one thing in the film that we talk about is solutions. And Charles Key, one of the representatives in the state of Oklahoma, has some excellent, excellent solutions that give teeth to the 10th Amendment. A lot of people say, well, oh, you can pass the resolution, but it's just, it doesn't mean anything. Well, he has actual legislation he talks about in the film that will give teeth to the 10th Amendment. And we want everyone to go to donttreadonmemovie.com/screening.html. They can register for their screening right now. There are over 106 screenings publicly listed on our website right now, and there are over 192 cities that are involved in this effort.
Well done.
Our viewers to take it.
Well done, and they can do it again in a month later in July and have 500 cities. And again, people are welcome to do this with my documentaries as well. Get the word out. But this film is so important because it deals with how to take the states back, how to take the counties back, how to get our sheriffs elected, how to kick the corrupt feds, who are nothing but errand boys for offshore banks, out of our states. Get out of here! And how the states can say, we're keeping our money. The feds aren't going to tell us how to live our lives. The feds aren't going to tell us how to run our schools. The feds aren't going to tell us what to do with our... It's over. It's over. Gary Francie, let's go to some calls. I want to go to the Genesis phone line system, then I'll go back to Adam, Rachel, and others that are holding on our phone system down here. We're taking calls on both phone systems today. Who is up first here, Genesis? Who should I go to first? Mike in Georgia, down there with all the Georgia peaches. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, Mr. Jones, when talking about this incident down in the Gulf, there's two things that come up that I would like to be asked of anybody that has any expertise. One of them is the casing that, well, they changed the design just days before the incident happened. They went from a 5-inch casing to what was reported as a 9 7/8 to a 7-inch diameter. And this was discussed in the MMS Coast Guard hearings. And I'm quoting out of this when they're talking to Mark Hafley, who was the VP engineer. It says, When they ask him the question, don't you think the size of the casing you set up your Halliburton cementers for failure? Okay, so basically, you know, it doesn't sound like they were trying to tunnel. It sounds like they were trying to build a bomb.
I've seen that, and excise that out again and send it to showtips@infowars.com because I read that a few days ago. And exactly, and that's why everybody started throwing fits 2 weeks before when they got the order to add a larger casing on top of a smaller casing. And I'm no petroleum geologist, don't know very little about drilling, but more than most of the general public, because I've done some research on it, but still almost nothing. And we're going to do some shows with drilling experts, petroleum geologists. A lot of them are scared to come on because they don't want to be blackballed by BP because they can, they all work together with the oil companies, kind of stick together. It's on record that the people were on the rig. And this isn't normal. Calling up, head engineers and cussing at the BP people in Houston. Going, listen, you bleeper, this is going to blow up. And then 2 weeks later it did. The men on the ships and the other engineers sat there and watched engineers. And believe me, this doesn't go on, folks. Because I've talked to a lot of my family that works as petroleum engineers, roughnecks, plant managers. I had a great uncle just died who ran for decades one of the biggest plants in Houston. Let me tell you, those people are yes, sir, no, sir, and that's old-fashioned, and they bust their butt. It's like a slave operation on these oil rigs. My uncle worked offshore, the one out in East Texas. In fact, I ought to get him on about this. And, you don't have head engineers with 2 or 3 degrees going, listen, you effing idiots, this is going to blow up. Do you understand that that's on record that was going on?
Well, there's also on record they talk about how they dumped the drilling mud before the concrete had an opportunity to set up. There was a professor, Robert B., who was on 60 Minutes. He's from UC Berkeley. He's an engineer there. He's been testifying. And that's the other thing I like. Why did they let the drilling mud out before it had an opportunity to set up? It's like they pulled the pin on the grenade with that one. And the other one about redesigning is like that's when they designed the bomb.
It's amazing. I've read that, and that's the problem. I read all this, and I get in here, and it's like, how do you even cover it? I'm going to try to do some of that with Chapman, just hit headlines and get his take on it, some way to get all this news out because it gets – Gary Francie, that is crazy that they did something here never done before and unorthodox, and hours before it blew up, they made another – secret alteration that had people all over the drilling rig throwing fits.
Well, it's irresponsible behavior, and look what happened. You know, now we have the fishing shrimping boats out there in Louisiana. People are getting sick. Industry's dying there. It's an absolute national tragedy, and it's just one more reason why we have to move to alternative fuels, hydrogen fuel cells based on water, Stanley Myers type technology. That's the solution, Alex.
Well, just a few weeks ago, Jacobson here in the office brought me an amazing New Scientist article. Then we pulled up some others. Where MIT, in the last few years, developed a type of cheap solar panel that could literally free us from the power grid, and then the World Bank bought it and won't let anyone have it. Just another example of confirmed technology that taxpayer money pays for, and then that DARPA just grabs and goes, here you go, World Bank. You're our banking parasites. We worship you. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Gary Franchi, taking your phone calls with us 5 minutes to the next hour. Then it's going to be Bob Chapman. I'm going to be interspersing news during that interview. You know, I wanted to spend a whole hour today on boat's head to teen sailor drifting in Indian Ocean. I said a prayer for her myself, because when you have children, especially daughters, you just imagine your 16-year-old daughter. My daughters aren't 16 yet, but you imagine them in the future, 16, out in the southern Indian Ocean between Africa and Australia, totally shark-infested waters, 30-plus foot waves, and how the nanny state wants to ban 13, 14-year-old scaling Everest. Her brother, when he was 16, had the world record sailing, circumnavigating the globe. You know how many thousands of ships have gone down just coming to the new world? How many tens of thousands of ships? In some cases, reading some of the logs from the 17, 1800s, 1600s before that, as many as a third of the ships would be lost. I mean, full-grown men on sailing ships get lost. This is what our species has done to build what we built. We're going to have those type of losses if we expect to colonize space. This is what humanity is all about. I don't have the courage. I'm not scared of, like, fighting some, you know, 200-pound guy with a knife. But I am scared of getting on a sailboat and circumnavigating the world. I've been out in the middle of the ocean. It's scary. We're all scared of different things. I mean, this is pure Americana. This is pure human. This is pure trailblazing. And this young lady, instead of watching TV and playing with her iPad all day, she is out there doing something special. You know how many men died trying to circumnavigate the globe? Do you know who circumnavigated the globe first? Magellan. And he died, by the way. His ship made it back. I think it was only like 16 people alive out of hundreds that went. The ship had rotted down to almost nothing. Took him, what was it, 3 years? Magellan got killed fighting natives, trying to come in water and get coconuts. Circumnavigator. She's doing what Magellan did. All right, I'm going to shut up now. Gary Franchi, and again, in the midst of all this big global news, all these things that are happening, it's still interesting, and just to hear this morning that she put out the emergency beacons when her boat got capsized in those 30-foot, and it was what was predicted, a rogue wave, which comes in from the wrong angle, and that she's alive, at least for now. That is great news.
Well, you know, Alex, it's the fighting human spirit, the exploration spirit that made America great, as you know, as you just mentioned. And you said so many people have perished searching for freedom. People are still perishing fighting for freedom. And it's the people who are listening to the show out there in the streets now fighting for freedom in a new way. And that's by passing out DVDs. That's by hosting screenings. That's by emailing their friends and their family, you know, attending protests. You know, we all have this a spirit inside of us that craves freedom. And
the New World Order's one desire is to outlaw that spirit, outlaw that behavior, and make us jellyfish. And that's why people aren't happy, because they're not alive.
You're absolutely right. The New World Order is crushing the human spirit. And we have to revitalize the human spirit. Exploration is absolutely crucial to that. It's satisfying the curiosity of the mind to learn new things. And I understand that Obama has just canceled all manned space flight for NASA. I mean, I think that's absolutely ridiculous. I remember going to NASA Cape Canaveral as a child and awing at the massive structures of space.
Exactly, but don't worry. We got 28 trillion, and we haven't gotten new numbers in 6 months, so I'm sure it's 35, 36, 37 trillion. $28 trillion to bankers. They won't say where it went, but we can't have $6 billion for NASA. I mean, it's again, more taxes, less services. We'll be back in 1 minute with more calls. Gary Franchi.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.